Sailing from the Straits of Gibraltar into the bay, a steel grey warship-shaped reminder that Britain is still the dominant overseas power on the Rock. And for the locals, long may it remain so. HMS Westminster is here as part of a long-planned naval exercise and not a reaction to the current diplomatic feud between Spain and the UK over Gibraltar. But it can't hurt the political posturing to have a frigate tied up in the harbour with two large support ships crammed with Royal Marines alongside.
It's essential that we have here a frigate all the time, not to fire, but to show these idiots that this is a British one.
Margaret Thatcher met with King Juan Carlos and the then Prime Minister of Spain, and they said that they weren't going to interfere with Gibraltar, but they're still doing it 40 years afterwards. So you can send all of the British fleet here, but they're not going to stop.
Gibraltar's chief minister avoids the jingoistic rhetoric of some of his compatriots, but it's clear Spain is in the wrong and the EU needs to sort it out, and soon.
Well, I'd like to see the EU demonstrate, in particular the Commission, that it takes its responsibilities as guardian of the treaties as seriously as all of us who are pro-European believe that it does, and that that should manifest itself in action to stop the abuse that we're seeing at the frontier between Gibraltar and Spain.
The latest impasse between Spain and its small neighbour is supposed to be about fish, but its ramifications go much deeper. The diplomatic standoff is about far more than political brinkmanship. It affects the daily lives of thousands of people, not only in Gibraltar, but also Spaniards and tourists who come across the border every day. The seemingly random clampdown on border checks by the Spanish appears to be causing chaos, and many people are either abandoning their vehicles on the Spanish side or abandoning their trip altogether. Next month, Gibraltarians will have a holiday to celebrate National Day and revel in their independence and pride at their British heritage. Spain will have to wait much longer than the 300 years already passed until the Rock entertains being Spanish again.